Wednesday's beautiful weather prompted plenty of people to dine outdoors along Wisconsin Avenue. John Effenheim was one of the few I met who supports the idea of lowering the blood alcohol level.
I suppose it's a good thing, just because it'll make the streets safer.
A few tables away, Danny Focisato told me he thinks the tougher standard would be too strict.
I think that's kind of ridiculous. Should be able to have a spirit every once in a while and still be able to drive.
Focisato says he doesn't want to be pulled over or perhaps arrested for having a glass of wine with dinner. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark agrees a .05 standard would target social drinkers.
One drink would be enough to put most average-sized women .05 and two drinks for an average-sized man. That's not the problem here as we see it.
Clark says the drivers his deputies pull over are usually way over the limit. For the past few years, his office has been conducting sweeps of the freeways on select weekends to nab intoxicated drivers.
And the average prohibited alcohol content of the people that we arrest here in Milwaukee County is .15. So that's nearly twice the legal limit for driving. If we had a number of stops that resulted in somebody testing, you know, 0.05, 0.06, even 0.07, I'd say, well, maybe, you know, we need to do some research on that. But that's not what we're finding.
The sheriff says, in addition, putting more people through the criminal justice system would cost the state too much money. State Representative Evan Goyke agrees. He used to be a public defender in Milwaukee County.
The cost that would be associated with changing Wisconsin law from 0.08 to 0.05 would be astronomical. And we don't have that fiscal estimate. I think it would scare the party in power, the Republican Party, away from that measure immediately.
Goyke does not foresee the idea gaining traction in the legislature, even though lawmakers continue to push for tougher drunken driving laws. Most target repeat offenders. Goyke says if someone could show him that a .05 standard would lead to a dramatic reduction in drunken driving, then he would support the change. The organization Mothers Against Drunk Driving is remaining neutral on the issue. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.